Scientists say they've uncovered a new weapon in the battle to save the koala. It's poo transplants. Yep, you heard that right. They've found that fecal transplants can change the composition of the animal's gut bacteria, which dictates what a koala can digest, and that allows the famously fussy eaters to chew on different leaves. The researchers say the findings could help koalas survive relocation when their habitat is destroyed. Eleanor Whitehead filed this report.
The koala is a fussy eater. Some individuals feed on just one species of eucalyptus, refusing to change even when they face starvation. But Australian scientists think they've found a way to change that, and it comes in the form of a poo pill.
They offer the potential for us to change what species the koalas can feed on and help them adapt to new habitats.
Dr. Michaela Blyton is a researcher at the University of Queensland. She headed up a team which studied koalas' microbiome, the gut bacteria which dictates what each animal can eat. The research followed mass koala deaths in Victoria.
Down at Cape Otway, the population of koalas in 2013 reached such a high level that they defoliated their preferred food tree, which was manna gum. And this led them to starve to death, essentially. But what was perplexing to us was the fact that there is another species of eucalypt down there called messmate that other koalas feed on, but that these manna gum koalas weren't able to move across onto that diet. We wondered, why would that be?
To find out, the scientists caught wild koalas, which ate only the preferred kind of eucalyptus, manna gum, and collected feces from another group which munched on the less nutritious leaf, messmate. The microbes were concentrated and packed into capsules, which were fed to the captive koalas.
And we found that over that time, their microbiome shifted to be more similar to that of the donor animals, those animals feeding on messmate. And what we found was that the amount of messmate that those animals were willing to eat was related to how much their microbiome shifted.
Dr. Ben Moore is an ecologist at Western Sydney University and jointly led the research. He says poo transplants could help koalas survive relocation as their habitats come under threat.
If we need to move koalas to a location where they're going to have to switch their diet because their preferred trees are not there, then by making sure that they've got the bacteria they need to get the most out of that diet, you know, we can maximise their chance of survival. So it makes translocation a more attractive option for managing koala populations.
And the findings could help koalas with another pervasive problem, as Ben Moore explains.
The other obvious situation where this sort of research can help us, though, too, is with koalas that come into care, especially if they've got chlamydia. They're commonly treated with antibiotics, and that messes up their gut microbiome too. And this research tells us that we have a good chance of being able to restore that gut microbiome. And we know already that the koalas that survive and do well and recover from a visit to hospital are the koalas that show a full recovery of the microbiome.
Ben Moore is an ecologist at Western Sydney University. Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.